Beloved, you're welcome to the Sydney Elements Podcast. Today, we continue our series titled Life Reset. This is part 3 and the theme is Making the Heart Changes in Me.
We want to continue our series on how to reset my life or life reset. And today we want to look at making the heart changes in me. Making the heart changes in me. Making the heart changes in me. And looking at the part 3 of our series, it's very imperative that as individuals we consider having a personal change or changes in our life. And everybody, one way or the other, would want, please stay with me, would want a change in his or her life, especially when your life has gone on in a particular way or particular manner for a particular period or time. And you come to a point or a realization in your life that, listen, I am at the crossroads of life and I need a change. Somebody say, I need a change. And not only do you need a change, but you need a reset. And Pastor Paul and myself, we've been, you know, teaching you and letting you understand that, you know, even when you have a gadget or a laptop, it comes to a time where you would have to reset it, especially if it's not working properly as you would want it. And some of these areas where you need reset is your connection with God. Not only your connection with God, but even in your health, you need a reset. Hallelujah. Not only in your health, but in your body as well. Praise the Lord. Some of you need reset to slim well this year. Is it true? Can I have real people here? Can I have real people here? Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody said that there are two types of fasting. There are spiritual fasting and fasting to release certain toxins and certain things out of your body. Hallelujah. But I will encourage you to do the spiritual fasting, because then you benefit spiritually and benefit physically. But let not the motive be like you want to shed some fat. Praise the Lord. So you do not only need reset in your health, but you need reset in your body. Not only reset in your body or your health, but reset in your relationship. Reset in your habit. Reset in your energy level. Some of you, your energy levels are really, really low. It started somewhere beginning of January when your salary delayed. And your energy level is low. And maybe your salary is not coming. Your energy level of desire to be able to do something has really gone down. Praise the Lord. Some of you, you need a reset in your change of job. Some of you, not the change of job, but your career path, what you are currently doing now. Praise the Lord. Maybe you are studying something like picatology, and you realize that picatology is something that is not trending now. Maybe AI is trending, so I need to specialize or go into that area. Some of you, it's a change or a reset in your marriage. You have to relook at how your marital life is. Praise the Lord. You might want to reset your priorities. You might want to reset something about your life. We can go on and on and on and on. It can be parenting. It can be how you live with your neighbors, your self-confidence, your schedule, and all that. So one way or the other, you need a reset. I need a reset. Somebody say, I need a reset. So regardless of the area of your life, you need what? A reset. And today we want to look at making the heart changes in me. Making the heart changes in me. And making the heart changes in me doesn't come just once or twice, because some things that you have carried or some defeating things that you have carried, you have had it for so many years. It's not something that, you know, you had it just a day or two. Some stuffs in your life have been stubborn since childhood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You've had them ever since you were born. Ever since you started growing up. And some of you might have had terrible experiences. Because of these experiences, it has lived with you. And it has become some defeating things that are worrying you. Praise the Lord. So I want to ask to consider two very important things. Two very important things. I might say questions. Two very important questions. First, why is it so stubborn areas in my life? Why is it hard? Why is it hard? Why is it hard for me to change stubborn areas in my life? Some things that really I do not like. You know, habit and patterns and ways we relate to people. It could be all of them. How we talk to people, how we relate to some of us, how we relate to people, some of us, how we talk. You see, I always say God wants to change how you talk because of that husband he's bringing. Hallelujah. Because of that wife who cuss up by heart. When you open your mouth, is so God will want to change some habit and some patterns in your life. And the truth is that, why is it difficult to change those problem spot? Why is it difficult? So first, I'm saying that, why is it hard to change some stubborn areas? Number two, what does God say it takes to change them? What is God saying about it? Praise the Lord. What's God saying that it would take for me to change those habits, those defeat in my life, those things that I do not want, those things that I do not want? Now, number one is that it's not like it's easy to change them. Somebody say it's not easy to change them. Can I have real people here? It's not easy to change them. It's because I have had it for a very long time. I have had it for what? A very long time. Because you didn't get it overnight. You took it, or you had it for years. These defeating things have messed up your life for years and years. And as many of these patterns were established whilst you were growing up. So it's not something that can just leave overnight or can just live like that. Some people have lived with trauma and some stress ever since they were growing up. Some of you, unfortunately, you had some guys carry some machete and guns, entered your house whilst you were childhood, and they did some unnecessary things. It has been with you for all these years. It has become something defeating. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And some of the things that we adopted whilst we're growing up, you know, these, I call them some childish or tactics, you know, just to help us survive till now. So maybe they are surviving tactics, but they are just helping you survive. But how about it living your life permanently? Number two, some things are hard to change in my life because I identify with them. I'm saying, number one, some things are hard to change because I have had them for a very long time. Number two, some things are hard to change because I identify with them. Now write this thing down. I identify with them. I identify with them. And the fact is that we often confuse identity with our defeat all the time. So some might say that, you know, I am a workaholic. I am passive. I am aggressive. I am timid. I am, I eat too much. I'm somebody that is very lazy. Or, you know, I am whatever. But those things, they are not your identity. They are your defeat in life. Am I communicating? It is not, don't identify yourself with that. that media sana media say na media media maya come with media sa. Those things are not you, they are your defeat. Praise the Lord. So as you consider these things as defeat but not what your true identity, it means that your defeat has been hiding and portraying like it is your what true identity, but it is not your identity. They are your defeat. Somebody say defeat. Now when you see yourself in certain ways, and what happens is that you set yourself up to a fulfilling prophecy. So somebody will say that I am afraid of airplanes, or I am afraid to sit in a flight because it will be on the sea till I land at my destination. And because you carry that fear, now it is in your mind. You have not even sat in the airplane. But when you have the opportunity to sit in the airplane, you begin to cry and shiver like a baby till the airplane lands, because it has become a defeat in your mind and now it has portrayed itself in the flesh. Am I communicating here? Number three. Sometimes things are hard to change because they have a payoff. Things are hard to change because they have a payoff. How many of us have, you know, sat in an airplane, flown? Don't worry, even if it's Cote d'Ivoire, don't worry. You know, sometimes when you talk about traveling, a cough for a drink, say, you know. Let me tell you a story. Some years ago, you know, my son, he was in another school, and those school, yeah, people are there. Say people are there. You know where I'm driving at, right? Yeah, people are there. So when they travel, people go to Oklahoma, New York. Give me names. London. You see, you don't travel. You don't know names of. So how will God say Mississippi? So when they Texas. So when they travel and they come, then they are talking. I went here. You know, I went here. And he doesn't, you know, he thinks that everything is normal. So he say, shake somebody hand, say ay. And he's proud of it. So when he's saying, you know, at that time he was very naive. So when he's saying, I'm like, you know, and the kids will be wondering, where is Bogosu? Praise the Lord. Because the same thing, he cannot actually relate to Mississippi. They cannot also relate to Bogosu. So Bogosu can be a city or a town in UK somewhere. I should have told him he's somewhere in Russia. See, sometimes things are hard to change because they have what? A payoff. They have a payoff. And the truth is that anytime you do something over and over in your life, whether it's good, whether it's helpful, whether it's unhelpful, whether it's healthy, whether it's unhealthy, there is a payoff behind it. Somebody say a payoff. So it could be an emotional payoff. It could be a relational what payoff. Am I communicating here? So whatever gets rewarded gets what repeated. So anything that gets rewarded gets what repeated. If I reward you on something that you have done, you repeat it because you know that you will get what another what reward. Am I communicating here? Now you have to listen well, because these things, they happen to us and sometimes we don't see it. It can happen to us in our workplace, in our relationship and all that. Whatever get rewarded, get repeated. Write it. Whatever get rewarded, get repeated. Now listen, we don't continue to do things that aren't rewarded, and that will be our demeanor. So if I'm doing something unhealthy, I'm doing something unhelpful or self-destructive, there is some kind of payoff one way or the other. So, you know, until I know what the payoff is, I don't know how to fight that negative behavior. So a typical example is that a mother will start calling the child to come and eat. Kofi, come and eat. And she will say it politely to the child. Or maybe Kofi and no, we are international church, so let me use foreign names. Priscilla and Louisa. So mommy say, Priscilla, Louisa, food is ready, come and eat. And they are there on their gadget, they are doing something, they don't want to mind mommy and all that. And mommy says again, Priscilla, come and eat, get down here and come and eat. And guess what, Amuntie, they don't know what is happening. And then mommy say, if you don't come and eat, the cane is coming, I'll beat the hell out of you if you don't get down here and come and eat. And now they begin to shiver because they know that when the cane comes, oh, come on, talk back to me. When the cane comes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So now mommy now understand that where anytime I am calling them to come and eat, and I tell them that if you don't come down, the cane will do the action. Now mommy gets what? Rewarded. Am I communicating here? She's been rewarded by what she said and the action that has taken place. So now the reward is that anytime she will call them, she will say, come down and come and eat, or I will beat you. So that is what the payoff. Mommy has been what? She's been paid off. And that is a negative what? Action. Am I communicating here? So there are a lot of reasons that we often don't know why we do what we do. But when we figure it out, why we do what we do, the truth is that it's going to be easy to change. If I figure it out why I do what I do, then it will be easy for me what? To change. So sometimes we do stuff that negatively just because it gets our attention. Sometimes people do other things because, which is not positive, it's negative, because they want what? Attention. Or it gets what? Their what? Attention. But there is a fourth reason why some of your stubborn, long patterns, ways of relating are resisting to change. They are resisting to change. And here is the fourth reason. Because Satan discourages me. Write it down. Because Satan discourages me. And you are not in this battle alone. Hallelujah. And you are not in this battle by yourself, because he wants to keep you stuck in what? In a rut. Praise the Lord. Give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 to 27. Let's read it quickly. A lot of scriptures, but because of time, we can't read all. Let's read together, church. Since you have heard about Jesus, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew. If you are all same body. 27, we are going 27. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. The devil wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you from becoming the woman of God, that man that God has what? Has created. And one of the things that he does is he uses self-doubt, number one. He uses criticism and he uses accusation. He uses self-doubt. He uses what? Criticism. And he uses accusation. Now, do you know Satan is the accuser of the brethren? So he constantly what? Accuses you with ideas. Now we have presumed that he accuses us by going to say she's almost close to a breakthrough, but because she is sinful, so God don't allow. No, Satan also accuses you with what? Ideas. He put what? Ideas what? In your mind. So the Bible says that he is the what? Accuser. Somebody say accuser. In fact, that is what his name means. He is the adversary, constantly what? Suggesting negative thought or suggesting things in our mind. And then his mission is that you are never going to change. Are you kidding me? I see men and women changing in the name of Jesus. I say, are you kidding me? I see men and women changing in the name of Jesus. Listen, some of us, it is our diet. What did you do? You have to reset your hallelujah. You don't like this message, I'll preach it. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a stomach appearing in front of you. You need a reset. You went to the hospital, they told you that this sugar thing, it will kill you. But when you prepare the meal, my God, somebody say, ay, 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 ay. Hey! Some of you have moved from teaspoon to tablespoon. But the doctor has told you, limit your carbohydrate intake. But when you see the prawns and the meat pies and some of you have to change your route to your house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will buy garri and beans, add rice, add everything, add sausage, add meat. Now they have decorated it, make it so nice. Praise the Lord. And sometimes, after eating and satisfied, you feel hopeless. You feel hopeless. And you wish you had not eaten as much as you ate. And that is where you lie under the fan and say, oh, Rade, my ebony. How did you know why ebony? Praise the Lord. So many times we want to change, but there is a fear. There is a fear. Some feel that if I do not, something will happen to me. If I do not, I will lose friends. If I do not, I will lose loved ones. If I do not, these people are no longer going to call me. But then these are what? The tactics what? Of the enemy. If I may just assume, then I will not change. If I just assume, then I will not what? I will not what? I will not change. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you fear. Look at somebody and say, you fear. You fear. So what does it take to change? Truth is that, Pastor, what does it take to change? Well, Pastor Paul spoke to you last week, and he talked about something that is very important. He said that before you change, it will start with your mind. Your mindset would have to what? Have to change. So everything starts between what? Your ears. Your mind. Between your two ears. Your mind. Praise the Lord. It starts with what? Your mind. Before it goes to your emotions and your behavior and all that, it starts what? With your mind. If I will come out of this stage and slap you, I might have thought about it and wait how much deep I'm going to slap you. So it starts with the mind. If I'm going to give you an amount of money, I have already programmed, thought about it, how much, no matter how convincing you are, I have decided, unless your mindset is that high to convince me, and then I change my mind. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. So those that have not watched the series of how to reset my life,
last week and the other week, please go back on our YouTube channel and then go and wait, because you have missed the very foundation of how to reset your life. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. Let's go back to Ephesians 4:21-27. It says that since you have learned all about Jesus, you have learned what? The truth that is in him. And he said that put off the old evil way and your former way of life, which is rotting true and true deception. Instead, there must be a spiritual renewal of your thought. A spiritual renewal of your thought. Somebody say, I need a new man. And this is called resetting of your life. This is called what? Resetting of your life. Why? See, God created you in what? His likeness. He is righteous, he is holy, he is true. So he says that put off all the falsehood, all the lies you tell about yourself that I cannot change. He says put off all those what? Lies. You can change. It is possible because in him all things are what? All things are possible. Praise the Lord. He says that do not let the sun go down on your anger. For anger gives a mighty foothold toward the devil. Praise the Lord. Now, in the rest of this message or this series, I'm going to show you biblical principles that you have to follow. And let me just give you a few and then we'll close. Sincerely, if you are going to be serious to change your life, or to reset your life, then you have to make the big changes. Somebody say big changes. Big changes that are going to last for a very long, long time. Now, what are these principles? The biblical principles that you have to follow. Number one. First, change requires learning and facing what? The truth. Somebody say learning and facing the truth. Learning and facing the truth. It always starts. Change always starts with what? The truth. You can't have positive change on negative ideas and lies and mistruth. Change always starts with the truth. But there are two important parts of it. Learning the truth and facing the truth. Learning what? You see, I can learn the truth, but I can't face what? The truth. Praise the Lord. So there are two important things. I can always learn it, but how do I what? Face it. So there are two things now, and let me show you a bunch of verses here. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 23 NCV version. It says learn the truth and never what? Reject it. And there are two things here. It says that you've got to learn it and you have to what? Face it. So what's the opposite of rejecting? Facing. Am I communicating here? It is accepting. It is what? Admitting. It is acknowledging. So you learn the truth, but then you also accept what? The truth. So I just don't learn the truth, but what? I accept the truth. If I accept the truth, I act upon what? The truth. This is not machoism. This cannot be willpower. You cannot accept the truth, learn the truth by willpower. You cannot do it by, somebody say willpower. Say willpower. The secret to personal change, listen, is not willpower. The secret to personal change is what we will look at. The secret to personal change is not about your pills. It is not about some things that you do, some gimmicks and some other things. It is not about your resolution. Some of you, you made resolution from January. Tell me, how many of them are you complying? Let's be real. Look at somebody. I know you are not fake. Look at the person, say, I know you are not fake, you are real. Hallelujah. We have made certain resolution. We are in March, almost getting to Easter. Not even a single one has come to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you know the truth, then what? The truth will what? Set you free. So here is the first problem. Because if the first step is permanent lasting change, is to learn the truth about yourself, accept it, and then face the fact that this is about me. This is me. Accept it. Don't deny it. this is about what? Me. This is me. So you learn the truth and what? You face what? The truth. But the question is that, man of God, what if I don't want to do that? Look at somebody say, I don't want to do that. We don't want to learn and face the truth. Why? Because the truth is often uncomfortable. I told my son, why do you think some pills are bitter to swallow? Some of you, I know how you swallow your pills. You hold your nose. Now, when you're 14, you've got time minimum. Can you relate here? Come on, can you relate here? I am part, so I'm being real. I'm part. You know, years ago we used to swallow pills. We put it in fufu banku. Charlie, that day, if they don't cook banku, we have to get banku somewhere, put it inside. Even in the banku, we were scared that the pill and you know, the capsules, the one that like they call it topai or something like those ones are even wet, like they are big, so you have to take big banku and. My guy, it'll be easy. But I know some of you are expert in taking some kind of pills, like five pills, and like normal, they pour it and add water. It's gone. Let's celebrate those that are like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the truth is what? Often what? Uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. No matter how it is. Everything might be great in my life, but accepting the truth or facing it is uncomfortable. And because of that, we live a life of denial. And that is why I want City of His Presence members to be real to themselves. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 10. People say, this is thousands of years ago, and they were doing this thing. They were living a life of denial. People say to God's messenger, Hallelujah. Say things that what will make us what? Feel good. They tell the teacher, the prophet, and whatever it is. They tell the messenger of God. Don't tell us the truth. Tell things or tell us things that will tickle what? Our ears. That will let us or keep us in a situation of illusion where we do not what? Hear the truth. And now I could really go down on this verse and preach like I feel. But the truth of the matter is that hearing the truth will help you. Not just the truth, but what? The whole what? Truth. Praise the Lord. God can use anybody in your life to be a messenger. He can use anybody. Sometimes he can use your children as a messenger.
Mommy, you are becoming obolo. Mommy, you are sleeping too much.
Hallelujah. And you know that your cousins stay in your house and all that. Sometimes you bring your boyfriend and say, hey, Priscilla, that boy, I don't trust him. He's never said that before. But there are times where God uses. Yeah. Praise the Lord. How many of you have seen the back of cars where they write Jai Jai Nyawi? You know? And sometimes you wish you could break the glass, but God is speaking to you. Praise the Lord. He says that I send my messengers, but you know what? They do not want to hear what the truth. All they want to hear is what? Illusions, things that will make them feel what? Okay. Now, anytime we don't want to hear the truth, well, truly, it is human nature, because it comes to us and we create a mental barrier that we do not listen. You immediately your technological defensive system now stands up. Who dare you speak to me like that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. dare you speak to me like that? You know, in a polite way, somebody comes to you and say, you know what, sir, you look so lovely, you look nice, I like the way you dress, but you know what, I you know, there are times where there is this kind of odor that I, you know, I can you just do something about it politely? Hey, I've stopped church. I call you gumini masi. Me call Malcolm na me call Toyo. Regzuna. Regzuna. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes some people politely tell you that, you know what, I think that when you close your mouth for a very long time, you know, when you speak, so you know what, Bala, get some gum, you know, and all that, you know. Some of you, the reason why your girlfriends have left you, when you open your mouth, and because they can't tell you, they will say, hello, sweetheart. I had a dream, you know, and I think let's give ourselves a break. You know, let's give ourselves a break. And your break be a dear but unto me can't chill. Unto me can't chill. Praise the Lord. But it will be so terrible to now find out that this beautiful lady left me because of this thing. And now we blame those that are buddy that you knew this thing about me and you never told me. And he said, if I tell you, you will be angry. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. So we need to what? Face what? The truth. So many times it comes to us as big surprises. And I know we are all broken. You are broken. I'm broken. We live in a sinful world. We are imperfect. We have defect. We have flaws. We all make mistakes. We have all what? Sin. But the Bible says that there is not just a man on earth who always does what? Good things. There is nobody. Nobody here can claim you are perfect. Yeah. Nobody can claim that what? You are perfect. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John 1:8 NLT. It says that when we claim we haven't, let's read it. It's on the screen. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living what? In the truth. And I want you to circle the word, the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this is the first part of change. I have to admit it. I've got a problem. It's in me. I can't blame anybody else. I can't blame my father of some patterns and all that. It's a bad pattern. Yes. It's a bad habit. Yes. It's a bad attitude. Yes. It's a bad response. Listen, I have seen some, I don't know why I have issue with the front desk people, but sometimes some of them, Charlie, look at somebody. Charlie, hey, Charlie, that guy can be your future husband, though. People have connected just for that, so maybe that day you were in a hurry, you didn't dress well, you know, and all that. You know, they will size you from your top to your down. Now, this is kafuni na no mo dressi kamasa. Praise the Lord. They look at you and they talk to you anyone. Please, my ladies, I just want to admonish you. Please learn to speak well, no matter who that person is. Praise the Lord. The angels that ascended when Jacob dreamed, they were descending as well. Am I communicating here? So the first part, I admit I've got a problem, a bad attitude, and in fact we are not fooling ourselves. We need to accept what? The truth. Praise the Lord. Now write this thing down. Behind every self-defeating lie, I am believing it's a lie. Behind every self-defeating defect, behind every self-defeating defect is a lie. I am believing it. It's a lie. Now that's why it's self-defeating, because it's based on what? A lie. And I'm believing a lie about happiness and what brings me happiness. I'm believing a lie about God and what he really like. I'm believing a lie about myself. And most of us have self-defeating things that are going on in our life. It is affecting our lives, our future, and everything.
Some of you are living a self-defeating life because of your past fail. And Nyoma Waye in your past has become a self-defeating pattern in you. And that is why the first requirement for personal change, to reset your life, is to learn the truth and face the truth about what? Yourself. Praise the Lord. Now, you may not realize, but learning to face the truth about yourself is the most loving thing you can ever do. It's not only about, you know, just knowing it, but when you know the truth, it's so loving. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15, it says that love should always make us what? Tell what? The truth. Praise the Lord. Is it there? Let's read together. Then we will grow. Praise the Lord. So if our truth telling to ourselves is based on love, then we will grow. It's there. It says that it makes us tell the truth. Then we will what? We will grow in every way to be more what? Like. So tell the truth to yourself that this is what? My situation. Well, the first part of the verse, it says love should always make us tell the truth. So it's about love. Somebody say it's about love. Say it's about love. So then the question becomes, where is the best source for finding the truth? Where can I find what? The truth. Where do I find the best truth about myself? I highly recommend you to consult the owner's manual. I recommend that you consult the owner's manual. Look at somebody, say, it's the word of God. If you have to find the truth, you can only find it what? In what? The word of God. John 17, 17. I'm closing. Jesus says this. Sanctify them by what? The truth. What does it mean to sanctify? It just means to grow up to be made what? Like what? Christ. Be different. Get a reset about your old life toward a new life. You are sanctified. You are different. Sanctify them by what? The truth. Is that what it says? Sanctify them what? By what? The truth. So the word of God is what? Is the truth. So I can only sanctify myself by what? The word of God. Not by anything. Not by some strange advices. It will only come by what? The word of God. So when it comes to personal change and resetting my life, the Bible is the only manual to reset your life. And he gives us the practical ways of doing it. I'll give you four of them. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Let's look at the next verse. Look at somebody, is working for me. Come on, say, he's working. It's working. It's working. See, I don't like how I'm living right now, but I know that resetting is helping. It's helping. Come on. Say it's helping. Say it's working for me. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. It says that, let's read together. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want you to know the word here. What is true? If you have your notebook, write it. It says it teaches us what is what? What is true? So the Bible does four things. It shows us the path to walk. It shows us what? The path what? To walk. Okay, and then it shows us where we go off the truth, or when we go off what? The truth. And it shows us how to get back on that path, and it shows us how to stay on that what? Path. It is God's way of preparing us. That is God's part of what? Preparing us. And the Bible says that in every way, fully equipped for every good thing God wants us what to do. Now, facing the truth without prayer it will be difficult.
So I need to what? Read my Bible, and I need to what? Pray. And one of the ways of doing that, according to me, yes, sir, is say, be kind. Your Bible. We need to read our Bible. Some of you have stopped quiet time. Praise the Lord. You have replaced the Bible quotation app with TikTok. Hallelujah. No, you leave the TikTok. But do not delete. Hallelujah. Do not delete that. See, if you are going to change, then you have to face what? The truth. How do you face the truth? By what? By what? The word. You face the truth what? In the word. Where is the truth? The truth is in God's word. Word. So if you are not reading God's word, then certainly you are not learning, and you are not facing what? The truth. Praise the Lord. I know some of you, sometimes when you open some scripture and it's speaking to you like you are looking into a mirror, you flip it, you're looking for another scripture. Praise the Lord. Especially when you know you have anger problem. And you read, let the sun not go down. I see and I see. Hallelujah. So the word of God becomes what? A mirror that reflects to my life. It makes me see my bad attitude, and it makes me see the path that I need what? To change. So that is the first step. For you to have a lasting change, you have to know, learn the truth, and actually be willing. The truth is that be willing. Be willing. Somebody say be willing. Say oh yes. Say oh yes. Be willing to change. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's look at number two. Here is the second principle we are going to use. Lasting change requires what? New thinking. Somebody say new thinking. Say lasting change requires new thinking. Say requires new thinking. And Pastor Paul spoke about it last week. On the reset of my life, he said, your thought, your thinking is very important. If you want to have a lasting change, then you need to change how you think. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Ephesians 4, 23. It says what? Instead, let the Spirit renew what? Your thought and attitude. Now, underline that word, thought. Your thought. Hallelujah. Spiritual renewal. Where does it take place? My thought. And not only my thought, but in my what? Attitude. Praise the Lord. And where is all that? My thought. Where is all that? My mind. Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, I dream. In what? In my mind. Because listen, the truth is that what you think determines how you feel, or the way you feel. Praise the Lord. It is, I have thought about it. So all feelings, they start with what? A thought. Every feeling, it starts what? With a thought. So feelings aren't just feelings in themselves. They are a response of a thought. Praise the Lord. So someone said, I don't like you because he or she has thought about it. I don't like you. So now it's expressing what? In that. Am I communicating here? So what you think determines how you feel, and what you feel determines the way you act. Please listen carefully. What you think determines how you feel, and what you feel determines what? The way what you act. So if you don't want to change the way you act, then it means that you don't want to change what? Your behavior. Praise the Lord. And these things, they are self-defeating stuff. They are stuff that are not good. They are stuff that keeps you down. It will always keep you down. Look at somebody, say, feelings affect your actions. If you don't want to change it, it's going to what? Affect what? Your action. But the way you can change the way you feel is to change the way you think. Praise the Lord.
Changing the way you act, changing the way you feel, it starts on the foundation about what I am thinking. So now there is a Bible word for this process, changing the way I think, which now changes the way I feel and changes the way I act. There's one word in the Bible that talks about it, repentance. Somebody say repentance. Say repentance. Now, most people have no idea the true definition of repentance. Most of us, you can't say repentant. Most of us do not know the true meaning of what, or the true idea of repentance. When you hear the word repentance, they think that, you know, maybe some guy has written something negative about me and I have to turn, I have to bend, you know, maybe I'm going to hell, you know, and I'm going to die, I'm going to fry, and, you know, and stuff like that. That's not repentance. Praise the Lord. The word repentance is a Greek word, and the Greek word is metanoia. Somebody say metanoia. Say metanoia. Now, meta meaning change. Say change. Is the meaning in Greek. It means that change. And noia means mind. Praise the Lord. So repentance means that what? Change mind. Change what? Mind. So all repentance means to change the way I think. Why? Why? Because if you change the way you think and you change the way you feel, it will change the way you what you act. It gives you a mental U-turn. Praise the Lord. Metanoia. Praise the Lord. And that's the way change happens. It changed by what? Starting what? In your mind. Now let's look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. Quickly please. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. It says that, let the same mind and attitude be in you, which was what? In Christ. Now, the key word here is mind and what? Attitude. Now, again, what you think is what? A choice. Whatever you think is a... I can't think. It's a choice. You choose to think the way what? You want to what? You want to think. So, choosing is the beginning of what? Changing. Praise the Lord. Are you following? Choosing is the beginning of what? Of changing. So when you change the way you think and you begin to think how God thinks, then you see the way how Christ what sees. You see the way God sees and you begin to put on the mind of Christ. And then you begin to defeat or take off some habit and certain things that is going on in your life. And now Christ sees you in the pathway of resetting what? Your life. Praise the Lord. How many of you want to reset your life? Now we will go into details maybe subsequent weeks, but look at somebody, tell the person, defeat is often strength being misused. Say defeat is often strength being misused. And the truth is that, for instance, if God has given you a strength of discernment and you are going to be tempted to misuse it, then you will always be judgmental. If God has given you a strength like somebody who is very much a detail-oriented person, you notice that little details that can be fixed and are not fixed correctly, it becomes a defeat to you. So now you begin to be picky, you begin to be choosy and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, it becomes what? A defeat what to you. But we will look at that sometime later. But one of the things that I want you to write down, okay? Please, everybody take note, write it down. If you, it's a phone, write it down. My defeat are often attempt to meet my unmet need. Okay, let me repeat it again. Let me take my time. My defeat are often attempt to meet my unmet need. My defeat are often attempt to meet my unmet need. So my defeat are often attempt. They are bad attempt, but these are attempt that meet my unmet what need. So my defeat put me in a place where sometimes this my attempt might be legitimate, but I'm using it in a wrong way. Am I communicating here? My feelings are legitimate, but I am using it at the wrong time and in a wrong way. Am I communicating here? So everybody has a need one way or the other. And I must say that, you know, for instance, everybody wants to be respected. Is it not true? Hallelujah. You want to be respected, I want to be respected. Everybody needs to be what? Respected. So if I don't get that respect, then I try to get attention some way, somehow. If I don't get to be valued, then I try to be valued some way, somehow. And sometimes the mood of trying, they become a defeat in my life, or they become a defect in my life, I must say. Praise the Lord. So let's look at the third principle. First principle is, remember, lasting changes requires what? Learning and what? Facing the truth. Number two, we said lasting change requires new what? Thinking. And Pastor Paul talked about it last week. And number three, lasting changes requires, write it down, community and coaching. Lasting change require community and coaching. Look at somebody, say, I need a small group. Say, I need a community. Look at somebody, ask the person, please, which community are you? Not our guest. You know, if you are a guest, you are exempted. Praise the Lord. Amen. You need what? A community. You need a community. You need a community. You need people that you can bond with, people you can speak with, people that will love you. Am I communicating here? And then you need coaching. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 13. It says, Christ gifted some as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, so that his people would learn to serve and his body will grow what? Stronger. So God placed these people to be able to what? Help you. Am I communicating here? Praise the Lord. So you need a community and you need what? Coaching. Hallelujah. Now the last thing that will help you, or the final thing I must say, or the last changing, is the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, it's not your human energy, it's the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that can transform you. Praise the Lord. Please put Zechariah 4:6 and please be upstanding for me. Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. Can we read together? Then he told me, this is the word of the Lord. Now hold on. Look at somebody, tell the person, say, I love you, but let me tell you the truth. You will not succeed on your own. You will not succeed on your own. Let's read. He say, you will not succeed by your own word. All what? Powerful. So we need the Holy Spirit. That will be our prayer. Praise the Lord. We need what? We need the strength of the Holy Spirit. Give me my last scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8. You have it right? That's my last scripture. Media. 1 Corinthians 3 8. NCV. Is it NCV or? 1 Corinthians. LB. Yeah, LB version. 1 Corinthians 3 18. 18. You see, ask the Spirit. Let's read together. But we have no veil over. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him. Please lift up your right hand. Say, Lord, I want to be more like you. Oh, I feel his power. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Come on, pray. Turn the word you have heard into prayer. Turn it into prayer.
Want to be born like him.
Come on, come on, pray. Let the word of your glory.
Work within us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I want you to open your palms wherever you are, respectfully, respectfully, respectfully. Just open your palms, two of your palms, please, respectfully. And please close your eyes and pray this prayer after me. Father,
Father,
I am asking you today.
I am asking you today.
Help me learn.
Help me learn.
And face the truth.
And face the truth.
I am asking you today.
I am asking you today.
Help me learn.
Help me learn.
Face the truth.
Face the truth.
I am asking you.
I am asking you.
Help me.
Help me.
Spend time.
Spend time.
Every day in your word.
Every day in your word.
To learn that truth.
To learn that truth.
That will change my life.
That will change my life.
I am asking you, Lord.
I am asking you, Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Get into a community.
Get into a community.
Love the community.
Love the community.
Get a mentor.
Get a mentor.
Get a coach.
Get a coach.
Help me find a friend.
Help me find a friend.
Who will help me.
Who will help me.
Through the tough times in my life.
Through the tough times in my life.
Lord, I know.
Lord, I know.
I know.
I know
I can't change.
I can't change
on my own.
On my own.
Sincerely, Lord.
Sincerely, Lord.
I have tried it.
I have tried it.
Lord.
Lord.
I am asking you.
I am asking you
today.
Today.
Help me.
Help me.
In new ways.
In new ways.
Like we talked about.
Like we talked about.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
In new ways.
In new ways.
Like I had.
Like I had.
Last week.
Last week.
Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Change my mindset.
My mindset.
A new way of thinking.
A new way of
as
thinking.
I heard last week.
As I heard last
Lord,
week.
Help me.
Lord, help me.
Help me.
Lord, help me.
Help me.
Help me.
To see my future.
To see my future.
Most of all.
Most of all.
I know.
I know.
Say most of all.
Most of all.
Lord.
Lord.
I know.
I know.
I can't do it on my own.
I can't do it on my own.
Therefore.
Therefore.
As my arms are open.
As my arms are open.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I am yielding myself to you. Say, I am yielding myself to you.
I am yielding myself to you.
Lord, make.
Lord,
whatever changes,
whatever changes
that I need in my life,
that I need in my life,
that you need to make in my life,
that you need to make,
start it now.
Start it now.
Start it now.
Start it now.
I am open.
I am open.
I am available.
I am available.
I want to change.
I want to change.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Not by might.
Not by might.
Not by power.
Not by power.
But by your spirit.
But by your spirit.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Begin the changing process.
Begin the changing process.
Little
by little,
little, little by
step
little,
by step,
step by step.
I want to be a better person.
I want to be a better person.
I can't do it on my own.
I can't do it on
I need
own.
Your help.
I need your help.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I am asking today.
I am asking today.
Save my life.
Save my life.
Change my life.
Change my life.
That is what I pray.
That is what I pray.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.